Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As important as being straight about boundary lines, God's people also need to be straight about telling the truth. In Israel, false testimony could be as fatal as a knife to the heart. That's why, quote, "By the mouth of two or three witnesses the matter shall be established," Deuteronomy 19:15. It was no light thing to testify against another, especially in a capital case. For this reason, quote, "Both men, in the controversy, shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges who serve in those days, and the judges shall make careful inquiry," verses 17 and 18. To this day, in most cases, our law courts invoke the presence of God before a witness speaks. Often with a hand on the Bible, they are required to intone, "So help me God." It was part of the package of legislation regarding a capital offense, one where, if guilty, the criminal would be executed. That false testimony would put the lying witness under the sentence of death. No jailhouse snitches there. Quote, "If the witness is a false witness who has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother," verses 18 and 19. One thing more. Quote, "Your eye shall not pity, life shall be for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot," verse 21. This was not intended to be an expression of vindictiveness, but a limiting of the penalty to match the damages. If a man valued his own members, he would avoid injuring those of others. Such a law would certainly diminish the violence often seen in our society. Wife and child abusers would soon learn if they got a taste of some of their own cruelty. These practices not only maintained the integrity of the courts, but, quote, "those who remain shall hear and fear, and hereafter they shall not again commit such evil among you." Verse 20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.